got a challenge for you. How's your geography? Could you tell me where Liberia is? Well, I suddenly realized as I asked myself, where is Liberia? So go online or pull out an atlas if you're old school, and you will find that Liberia is a country on the West African coast. It's home to 5 million people. It's bordered by Sierra Leone to its northwest and Guinea to its north. Well, someone who has come from Liberia to Tasmania and now calls Tasmania home is my next guest, Judy Cole. Hello, Judy.
Hello, darling. How are you today?
I'm really well. It's lovely to hear your voice.
Lovely to talk to you too.
Judy, when did you leave Liberia to come to Australia?
Oh, I left Liberia in 1993, but I have to be in, I was in Guinea. For 9 years. I was in Guinea for 9 years as a refugee to resettle in Australia.
And so how long have you lived in Tasmania?
This year going to make me 18 years.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I think you're a local, Judy.
I am a Tassie. Oh, wait.
Oh, my goodness. I think you've made my day, Judy. Now, Judy, as you know, we would have loved to have been with our... At the festival, what were you going to offer at your stall?
We're going to cook cassava leaf, okra, semolina, rice, African meat pie, cornbread, and banana bread, and the best African chili sauce.
Oh, is that really spicy?
Very, very, very spicy.
And do you find that you can access and get the ingredients that you need for those dishes?
Yes. We get it every year, yep.
Wow. You know, when I grew up in Tasmania, Judy, I don't think we would have been able to. No way would we have been able to have had all those ingredients. So it's interesting, isn't it?
I know. When I arrived in Tassie, it was none. It was none at all. Mm. It took a while before I could get some African stuff in Tasmania. It was none.
Yeah. Is there a recipe that you can quickly share with us?
Oh, yes, the okra recipe.
The okra recipe, yeah.
Yeah. The okra recipe, you can buy 1 kilo of okra.
Mm-hmm.
And you take it home, you have to wash the okra. You chop it up into dice, into little pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Then you fry, you put it all on the stove. And you have, then the oil is hot, you put it in and you fry the okra. Then you even cook it with chicken or beef. It depends which one you want to cook it with.
Okay.
So if you say chicken, you dice the chicken, you season the chicken with any season that you wish to season away, and you put a pin on the stove, a little bit of oil, and you fry the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
After you fry the chicken, you fry the okra, you put the two together.
Oh.
Yeah, you put the two together and you start putting all your different spices and things in it.
Right, so you can add some spices then with the chicken and the okra together?
Yes, well, after you fry the both separated, then you put it together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then you cook rice, eat it with rice, eat it with semolina, whatever you want to eat it with.
So you would have been making that dish today?
Yes.
It breaks my heart.
I'm not there today. It breaks my heart. I just want to cry.
I know, but we just have to take a deep breath, Judy, don't we?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Now, Judy, we've been talking about the fact that this festival, you know, began in a car park in Moona, and they quickly discovered that, no, I think we're on to a good thing. Lots of people came.
Yeah.
And I was speaking to Liberatore Alocca from Italy originally, but, you know, Tasmanian forever. And he was saying, no, we had to move to Benjafield Park, and the numbers have grown and grown. So does that tell you that Glenorchy and Moona and those suburbs have actually really embraced this event, that they really look forward to it?
Yes, the people look forward for this. The people that know us, that always cook in the festival, they ask us, when the festival, especially at work, my friends, when the festival is on, everybody's looking forward for this wonderful festival. Every year, people look forward to come to it.
And do you have, are there performances and dances that you especially look forward to?
Oh, yeah, the Greek, I don't know if it's the Greek, the African, the African dancer come and dance. And they get a few cautious people that come and dance. And some young kids. Some young kids come and dance.
It's so good to see, isn't it?
And the Indian culture come to the dance.
Well, I'm really hoping that we'll be with you next time, next year, in March 2021. We'll celebrate and have a great dance then, don't you think, Judy?
Please, 2021 is going to be the best year. Going to be no virus, in Jesus' name, no virus at all. 2021 is going to be the best year for us.
Bring it on, I say.
Bring it on, girl. It's going to be best system, I'm telling you. So come along, 2021.